Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chester, I know. I'm excited, too. Chester is a longtime Brain Trust member. More than a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. The founder of The Culture Works, the co-author of all the Carrot books, along with his buddy Adrian Gostick so many books, The Carrot Principle, The Invisible Employee, What Motivates Me, etc., etc. So many I can't see over the top. And he's our good friend, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, as he always does. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Chester, I've helped you launch all these books, every single one of them. I can't keep up. Which one was the last one?
Last one is What Motivates Me.
That's it. I've got it right here. All right. I thought it was. I wasn't sure because I never know exactly. So Chester, I am really grateful for the 12-plus years that you've devoted as a great member of our Brain Trust. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for that. I'm really grateful for that.
Well, Jim, what a great segue into our topic today about gratitude.
It's what I get paid the big bucks for, Chester.
No, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. You know, in all the years, Adrian and I have been writing about how you create these engaged workplaces. This theme of gratitude has kind of woven its way through over the years. And it's really been gratifying to see that there have been other people that's kind of taken up the banner. You know, in the psychology world and the mental health world. And it's really interesting. University of California out at Berkeley actually was doing a lot of studies on gratitude. And they found that people that were grateful for what they had and not envious for what they didn't have had all kinds of wonderful health indicators. You know, they had less stress. They were less likely to have heart attacks and strokes. And they lived longer. And so as we were looking at that, we thought, well, there's got to be a business application for that. Because we've always believed, and I know you believe this as well, that work is life and life is work, right?
That's
the
right.
Things that work in your personal life, they're going to work in the workplace and vice versa.
Well, and so small business, and thank goodness, thank God, because, Chester, in small business, we weave a very fine seam between our life and our work.
Well, sure, you know, because, you know, absolutely. You don't get a check no matter what. You get a check if people use your products and services, right?
Right.
You eat what you kill, as my dad said. So here's what we found that was really interesting, is that in organizations where particularly team leaders, and we looked at some fairly big organizations, but to your point, this applies to small businesses in spades, right? Group leaders, when they genuinely cared about the people that worked with them for them, where there was a personal connection, and there was this attitude of gratitude, where you really did appreciate the fact that people showed up to work, that you appreciated their ideas, and so on, that those cultures, those teams, those businesses rose way above the norm as far as engagement,
mm-hmm.
retention, and most importantly, productivity. Make sense?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, and you know, you and I is with our at least me with my gray hair that's not premature, you know, long before the research proved it, you know, we saw it in the marketplace.
You bet.
When it worked and when it was absent, when it was noticeably absent.
Well, no, it didn't. And first up, I just want to say I'm impressed that you have hair. Okay, I envy people that have hair.
Yeah, I think my paternal grandfather for that. I mean, my maternal grandfather. Go ahead.
But to your point, no, when it was absent, when there was friction, when there was this feeling of you're lucky to have a job and you get any recognition you need every 2 weeks in your paycheck, no, turnover was high, anxiety was high, tensions were high. I think you know about the telecom company in France, where the friction and the tension at work is so high, They had several employees actually commit suicide.
Wow.
They've got the psychologists and whatnot counseling because that workplace became so
toxic.
Incredibly toxic. Now, that's the extreme. So knowing all that, you say, okay, that's interesting. How do I, as a business owner, how do I introduce and make a part of the fabric of my culture this attitude of gratitude? And we found some really interesting good practices. But I'm interested. You have a great staff. You have a great customer. What are some of the things you do for your employees to let them know that you appreciate and are grateful for them?
Well, you know, it's not. I don't lay it on with a butter knife. I love working. I love being here. I just try to make it fun. I mean, I tell them when they come to work for me. Here's what I tell them. Okay, you've joined a place where we don't use the word normal, because there's nothing normal about this place. And then I say, now you need to understand something. We take our business, our work, and our customers, the way we treat our customers, we take that very seriously. We are absolutely out of control serious about that. But we don't take ourselves seriously. And so with my sort of sarcastic way of thinking about things, we have fun. I tease them, they tease me. And so my point is, even though I tell them that good job, and, you know, when they do a good job and stuff like that, it's not really like, oh, I'm so grateful for you. We live it. We don't talk about it. You see what I mean?
Right. Well, you've hit on some really key points, is that you do take the work very seriously. You want to deliver world class, but you can't take each other too seriously.
You've
got to take some ego out of the room.
They laugh at me. I do all kinds of things for people to laugh at around here. And they laugh at me all the time. I mean, they have fun laughing at me. I mean, that tells them that they're safe.
Exactly. And it's a form of communication.
Yes.
So we wanted to look at some best practices. And I thought for the listeners this morning, so what do you do? And there was some really simple, interesting ideas.
Give us one quickly before we go to a break.
Well, a gratitude wall where you could post on a little 3x5 card things that you're grateful for, customers, products, services, and so on. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you about how that then wove its way through.
A gratitude wall. Say it again. It's to do what now?
You take a little 3x5 card,
yeah,
and you simply write on it, what are you grateful for, and you post it on the wall.
Ah.
And it becomes this wonderful
so
wall.
You do use the butter. You do use the butter knife then.
A little bit, but it's with each other, and it's peer-to-peer.
Chester, I need your website, please.
TheCultureWorks.com. All kinds of great stuff, and it's free.
You'll thank me for telling you about it later, folks. The new book is called What Motivates Me? 20 After, right back with Chester Elton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.